Chapter 11. At last I got the puppy home. I imagine I had more pertinacity than the average folk, or else I should not have succeeded. They laughed at me when they saw me lugging the puppy up to my high little cave, but I did not mind. Success crowned my efforts, and there was the puppy. He was a plaything such as none of the folk possessed. He learned rapidly. When I played with him, and he bit me, I boxed his ears, and then he did not try again to bite for a long time. I was quite taken up with him. He was something new, and it was a characteristic of the folk to like new things. When I saw that he refused fruits and vegetables, I caught birds for him, and squirrels and young rabbits. We folk were meat eaters, as well as vegetarians, and we were adept at catching small game. The puppy ate the meat and thrived. As well as I can estimate, I must have had him over a week. And then, coming back to the cave one day with a nestful of young hatched pheasants, I found Lop-Ear had killed the puppy and was just beginning to eat him. I sprang for Lop-Ear, the cave was small, and we went at it tooth and nail. And thus, in a fight, ended one of the earliest attempts to domesticate the dog. We pulled hair out in handfuls, and scratched and bit and gouged. Then we sulked and made up. After that we ate the puppy. Raw? Yes. We had not yet discovered fire. Our evolution into cooking animals lay in the tight-rolled scroll of the future. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.